This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Kindred spirits. I remember probably 5 years ago seeing Dale Bigtree's work and then making Vaxxed and having him on the show a few times. But to see you on fire in the spirit of what's happening right now, going through censorship, attacks, everything, seeing you stronger is an archetype. Not to say we're kindred spirits, but it's a spirit of resistance and pro-human awakening. So in the next 4 minutes of the short segment, before we get back into all the news, next segment, talk about your awakening, your process, because you're more alive than ever under attack. You're more successful than ever. And it's that spirit of we're not losers, we're overcomers.
Yeah. Well, and I had a friend that reached out and said, I'm sorry about hearing what happened to YouTube. And I had a lot of friends online that were complaining. He says, I've known Dell for a really long time. And I want to tell you, I have never seen a problem that he's come up against that didn't make him bigger and stronger. It always works in his favor. And it's true, but that's how you deal with the world, right? You use I believe in using the energy that comes at you. You don't run from it. It's empowering to have that energy.
When Count Dooku attacks Yoda, he just grabs the power.
That's right. I want to take this moment really quick to get off of just me really in general, because you know what's important? It's how we raise our children. And when people ask me, where does this start for you? For me, it goes back to how I was raised. My parents taught me to question authority from the beginning. They said the most important, voice was my own, my instincts. And I want to tell you a quick story. I was in third grade in Boulder, Colorado. I would walk to school every day with my sister. It was about four blocks away. I came back for lunch with my sister, and I walked through the door, and my mom said, what happened to your T-shirt? I'd walked out the door in a T-shirt I'd made in art class that spelled my gymnastics team across it, the Flyers. And she said, what happened to your T-shirt? And I said, well, Craig said it looked stupid, and he lives right next door to the school, so I just borrowed a T-shirt from him. My mom pulled me out of school the next day, Alex, and I was homeschooled after that. She said, I will never raise children that care what somebody else thinks. You like that shirt. You believed in what you're doing. You're going to believe in who you are and what you are, and that's what makes me who I am today. That's how I persevere, and if we don't take parenting that seriously, then we are just making drones that will do whatever.
Exactly. Gates admits he wants robots. We want individual souls.
That's it. And that's what's critical.
Who express their own gift God gave them.
That's right. So for the parents out there that say, I want to see change in the world, your children are that change. You cannot fax in that job. And if you're just going to have a nanny raise them and drop them off at school and pick them up and you're going to focus on your career, then don't have kids.
Yeah, the TV's raising them.
That's right. We can't have that.
Because having a child is a holy act.
That's right. Your kids should be inspired to be difference makers in this world. They should recognize that they're given a power inside of them that cannot be snuffed out. They are not a part of a herd. They are not a part of a.
But listen, you're on. I mean, you were at CBS. You won major awards, Grammys, Emmys, whatever.
Yeah.
The point is. When did you ignite like this? What happened? It was just the process?
Well, it was simply getting out in front of the camera. I was writing for Dr. Phil, and then I was writing for the doctor's television show, Travis Stork and all these doctors. And I enjoyed that process. And you complain like, no, I didn't want it said that way. Well, once Vax came out, all of a sudden that put me out in front of the camera because Andy Wakefield, we decided they're just
going to attack and make it about them. You and that unleashed you.
And that unleashed me. They attacked me, but I had the facts, right? I had the truth. How do you attack someone that can? I had no problem staying in camera.
Don't they get that their attacks are going to make men and women that were trying not to be arrogant, were holding back? Don't they realize the power they're unleashing?
No, that's the genius, right? The genius is they still do not understand that attacking is power. That every time I'm attacked, you give me more publicity. They have not wrapped their head around it. That's how Donald Trump won the election.
They're so arrogant.
They're so arrogant, and they're so filled with anger and rage that it blinds them to what they're doing. They're giving me free advertising by kicking me off of YouTube. The entire Facebook, social media is blowing up with my name right now because, like, oh my God, I had so many people tune into my show yesterday. And I was reading this thing, who is this guy? I never heard of him, but everyone said he'd been cut from the internet. I didn't know he was here the last.
You're very charismatic and smart. So, I mean, they just really screwed up.
They really screwed up because from the beginning, from Vax, I've been using censorship as a power tool, and they just
it's good to know there's more men in the fight, brother. Ah, the next hour is 60 seconds away. You can taste victory, can't you? Stay with us.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
New World Order put a spell on us. It's time to break that spell. Dale Bigtree, award-winning documentary filmmaker, Emmy award-winning CBS producer, at Dale Bigtree for now at Twitter, but you need to go to thehighwire.com.
Yeah, actually, my Twitter's not even up right now either. They're asking me to take down 5 of my last tweets, saying, "Admit that these were."
I was about to say, I bet they ban you there next.
Yeah, I'm banned. Well, I'm locked up, and I'm really having a problem. Like, am I really
like Don Jr.? He's not allowed to show a doctor's press conference.
Unbelievable, right? Doctors speaking in front, like. Out in open space with
in America.
In America.
So go to Highwire, thehighwire.com.
Yes.
And I don't just tell listeners this. You know how key it is? Like, people come up to me all the street. They go, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air again. I'm like, I'm on 200 radio stations.
Yeah.
I got InfoWars.com and Band.Video. And they're like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah, see, there's things outside Twitter and Facebook. Yeah. But we got to get people ready for that.
We do. We've got to start making people migrate or helping them migrate. I'm hoping that there's more, you know, social media platforms that start being built by people that don't believe in censorship, maybe aren't in it just for the cash cow and control. Because that's what happens. As soon as you bring in sponsors and as soon as you have outside input, then it starts changing everything you believe in.
Oh, this is a true story. 5 years ago, I had decided on disclosure, so I'm not going to get into all of it, but they had Facebook major representative reach out. And they go, listen, we just want you to come to New York, meet with some people, and we want you to kind of work with us. And they said, watch what happens when you do your next live feed. I was getting like 200,000, 300,000 feeds on out of Facebook. It was like 5 million in 1 minute. And they're like, you like that? But then I still came out in the tax. So imagine that currency they've got to buy people with that fame.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And a lot of people are vulnerable to that. To me, I'm all about the truth.
Because
no,
what does it matter if there's 5 million viewers and you're saying BS?
Right, that's it.
I mean, then it's worthless.
That's what I was doing in television in many ways, and that's why I'm really excited with my show. I brought over 2 of the producers I worked with on CBS. One is my executive producer. Another one I sent out in the field. We're all living a dream, right? We're doing what we could never do in television, you know, in the internet space.
But still, folks, even in old-line television, all these producers, all these executives, everything you write's being looked at.
Yeah.
What's it like to be your own self now?
I can't tell you how exciting it is. And I have to say, getting cut free of YouTube, I think in some ways we felt like that was a shackle that we didn't realize how much we were paying attention to. And so now we're really free. Now they're really in trouble. Now I can say whatever I want. I mean, not that I ever worried. I've never.
You do seem even more energized.
I am energized, man. I am pumped up because I think, and the reason is.
Nothing like somebody punching the nose.
I think, well, and especially when you're looking at what just punching the nose and they just got lucky and they're dizzy and you realize, oh my God, I'm about to knock this dude out. You know, I've got this. I got a little stinger, but oh my God, I've got him on the ropes. I think that this establishment, this dark control of people, this cabal between Silicon Valley and pharma, I think it's on its last legs. They are so...
No, I agree. You were a confident, smart guy. You were already happy with life, but now you found your purpose.
I have.
You're actually facing out evil now.
That's right.
That's what people don't get. They think, like, fighting evil is this bad thing. It's energizing. Like, the perception opens up, the discernment. What is it like? Have you experienced that? Like, all of a sudden your brain works better?
It's incredible. In fact, that's what this whole experience has been. I never really thought of myself as that smart a person. I did okay in school. I got through, but now everything sticks. The medical points and the names and the things. It just flows through you, and you realize, man, I've been in the zone. I feel like I've been in the zone for about 4 years since Vax came out. And then every time
that's what people like don't get. Like they persecute me, and they go, "We're I'm like, are you? I'm in Valhalla,
right? I know.
I know. It's like the worse it gets, the closer I. It's incredible.
Yeah, they say, well, thank you for your sacrifice. I'm like, sacrifice. I'm at the best time of my life. I could only wish what my life feels like right now upon everybody out there to actually find your purpose, to wake up in the morning. I used to
sleep. Well, you're standing against the extermination of the race.
Well, that's
so
it.
Your very genetics are saying, good job, Dale Bigtree.
That's right.
Your very ancestors are like, yes.
Yes, I feel it. You can feel it coming through us, right? And I think many of us alive right now, I think there's a reason we're here right now. I think that DNA is flowing through us. We are being called upon. Stop hiding from it. That's why you're in fear.
Give in to your ancestors.
That's it. Give in to your, your inevitability. You have a purpose on this planet. And if you lock in with that, man, you're wired. There's nothing that can shut you down.
Isn't it like your whole life? It's women, money, power. None of it does it. When you click into the genetic force of the future, it's like whoa. It's like I want everybody to have this feeling.
You're explaining it as well as I've been trying to get it across to people. There's also something else that happened. You know, it was stepping into Vax. I knew I was destroying everything I'd built.
Everything was
going to go away. Everything was going to go away.
And it was that plunge.
But it was the easiest decision I've ever made. I've never been so clear that you are about to step on the road that you've been looking for your whole life. And the moment I did, some of that, like, foresight, like, all, and which is a lot of fear, like, where is this going? How's it going to build out? What's going to go?
It's spread out.
It's like, I'm in the instant moment, and it's like somebody else is moving my feet. Somebody else is speaking the words. I'm just here as a vessel, and I have to tell you, at that moment, you're fearless. There's nothing that can stop you. Every day is a celebration of life, and I don't care how long I'm on this planet. I just want to know that I get to experience it the way I'm experiencing it now, as long as God willing.
And so let's talk about the info the enemy doesn't want to be known, about what's really in these vaccines, the data, the trials, to tell people what the enemy doesn't want to hear.
Well, I mean, so here's the deal. These vaccines are extremely, extremely dangerous. Only, 0.26% of people should even be considering this vaccine. They're the only ones that are risking death. What you have to recognize is 99.74% of us are not dying from this. And most of us have got to take a test just to find out we have it because we have no symptoms. And I want you to watch this. They're slowly backing away from what I've been calling the vaccine unicorn. We're going to find the unicorn. This is now a chihuahua with a ice cream cone glued to its head because the FDA is saying we will accept a 50% success rate now with a vaccine that we bring forward, which is absolutely useless. Here's what I want you to know. Your own immune system is beating any vaccine or drug that we have ever seen. We have never seen any drug on this planet
with a
99.74% success rate. The human body, the God-given body you have, or the evolutional machine that's been designed perfectly, however you want to look at it, has a 99.74% success rate against this virus. And if you would then, for those of you that in the 0.26%, I would highly recommend looking at a hydroxychloroquine, if you're in that group that just for some reason your antibodies aren't working right. And one thing we now know is that 60 to 80% of the people in this world were already immune. You cannot get it. Odds are you can't get COVID-19
because you already had coronavirus.
Because you already had a coronavirus last year, 5 years ago.
And all you need is the regular nutrients.
That's it. You need your vitamins. You need good food. Look, if you want to run around, eating McDonald's every day, Doritos, drinking Coca-Cola, then I might recommend a vaccine for you because you're destroying your body anyway, and I don't know what hope you have, but if you're treating your body right, if you exercise, if you eat correctly, if you watch how much fluoride you're drinking in your
it's
water.
A spiritual thing, though.
Absolutely.
Like, they know that in studies, the spiritual really boosts the immune system.
You know, it was amazing. I had an opportunity to be at the National Institute of Health across from Tony Fauci. He was this far away from me. Francis Collins was there. Bobby Kennedy and I had a meeting set up by Donald Trump. And we said to them, if vaccines are so great, why don't you just do a comparative study? You're sitting on a database of 10 million people, tens of thousands of unvaccinated people. Just compare them. Have the group, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, ask simple questions. Who has more cancer? Who has more diabetes? Who has more ADD, ADHD? Who has more autism or other neurological disorders? And you know what they said? We can't figure out a way to do that study. Wait a minute. I'm sitting at the National Institute of Health. This is the thought leaders of science in the world, and you can't figure out how to compare two groups. And you know what they basically admitted? They said, we don't know how to isolate the co-founding issues because people who don't vaccinate don't live the same life as others. There are other issues that get in the way of their lifestyle choices, meaning people that don't vaccinate also probably aren't standing in airport scanners every time they go into an airport. They're probably not drinking fluoridated water. They're definitely not eating Doritos every day and drinking Coca-Cola, you know, like it's going out of style. And so that's what they're saying to you. What they're saying is we've already done the study, and no matter how we look at anti-vaccine, they're healthier than those that are vaccinating, but we know
just
that
like
you
Amish
other
don't, just like Amish
health.
Don't have autism.
Right, so since I have a healthy lifestyle, I got to be poisoned so that the Dorito eaters are allowed to walk on this planet? I'm sorry.
The old big tree is on fire.
Here.
Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Producer Dale Bigtree is here, but his real laurels are the work he's done with Vaxxed and how he's been banned off YouTube and the rest of it, and all these medical doctors coming out exposing these therapeutics that are incredibly effective against COVID-19 being banned. So it's not the KKK being banned. I don't like the KKK, but I say don't ban them because next will be me.
Right.
Well, then it was me. And now it's medical doctors. I mean, this is so cut and dry, and I think they've really jumped the shark.
Well, they have. And you know what's amazing about that? When you said that is you now have thousands of doctors and scientists that are being sidelined, right? They're being called liars. And this is exactly what happened to Dr. Andy Wakefield. This is the heart of Vaxxed. I mean, this scientist.
Talk about Vaxxed. Has he not been vindicated? Wow.
I believe that he has been vindicated. I know that history will look back and say we lost one of the greatest scientists of our time. By the way, he just put out a great film, 1986, The Act, which talks about how they took liability away from the vaccines. So we had this great scientist in the UK that had his career destroyed by the General Medical Council, which is basically their HHS or their Tony Fauci. Went after a doctor that was saying, I'm seeing some sort of connection between this MMR vaccine and injury in children. Well, doctors all around the world say, well, he's that discredited doctor. In fact, I'll bet you could grab the 12 people that stood up in front of the Supreme Court. They'd say, oh, yeah, that Andy Wakefield guy, you know, he was fraudulent. But they don't recognize that's what they're doing to you. This is what they do. It is so easy to do it. If they own the television,
and now
if they own the university.
And now, 20 years later, all the science proves it's gut flora and issues with vaccines and autoimmune.
The man was way ahead of his time. You never heard of gut flora, and he had done 170 studies that were published in journals on Crohn's disease, gut flora, talking about how your gut flora does appear to be affecting your brain.
Not to take credit away, he said the mothers told them when they have diarrhea, when they're having Crohn's, that's when they're mental. And then he found out about the connection.
Well, that was what was amazing about that study that he's famous for. That was apparently debunked. Total lie. You know, how it was debunked is outrageous. But that's what they saw. When they had these 12 kids that were in this study, they were autistic. Their parents were saying their autism started right after they developed this gut disease that happened right after the vaccinations. Well, when they would clear their intestines out, right, they were going to do colonoscopies and things to find out, what is this gut illness? That's what the parents were bringing their children forward.
Just like you drink alcohol, you get high.
Right.
There was a poison.
They would clear them out for the, you know, the day before they were going to get the colonoscopy, and all of a sudden, all the repetitive motions would disappear in the kids. Why was it affecting, you know, their what was supposed to be a psychological problem? Why is cleaning out their intestinal system making their mannerisms and these associations to autism disappear? It was one of the greatest discoveries of all times. And what did we do? We just destroyed. The medical establishment said, oh, we can't have, you know, any
vaccine. And now Gates has gone in and bought the whole field.
That's it. Bought the whole field. Is running it, every side of it. The testing side of it. The vaccinating side of it. The tracking side of it. The cyber side of it. All of it is being controlled. I mean, these are scary, scary times. But the point I want to make is when we look at this, and this is going to be hard, I think, for some of your listeners. It is for mine, too. But the point is, you know who's at risk of COVID-19? It's the pharmaceutically dependent people. That's who it is. It's not that you're over the age of 65 is that you're over the age of 65 with comorbidities like heart disease, COPD. You should have been smoking those cigarettes your whole life. I'm sorry. But you know, it's a free country. You said, I want to live in the moment. I want to drink as much as I want to. Alcohol, I mean. I want to smoke cigarettes. I want to eat McDonald's. And guess what? It's a free country. But now that you're sick and now that you're on drugs to keep you alive, you're not allowed to say that it's my responsibility to change the way I live so that I can protect you. You know what? You're in a bubble. You need to be in a bubble. You put yourself in that bubble. But when we heard the story of the boy in the bubble that we grew up with, it was one kid in a bubble. We felt bad for him. He had autoimmune disease. Well, now he's the only one out of the bubble. The rest of us have got to wear a bubble, and that is not cool.
Exactly. He's in the bubble, so we got
to
be a bubble.
Right. We all got to be in a bubble. No, I'm sorry. Whatever happened to you, whatever is going on with you, I care for you.
It's like 60% of births now, I was reading in Austin, it's like 50% nationwide are cesarean. And they induce the delivery. The cervix doesn't soften. Then they've got to do the thing. They're making everything artificial. Everything is artificial.
And they skip the entire biome process, right? Birth, we know all of that bacteria, all that natural bacteria that's going to protect the skin, that they're going to drink in and breathe in and creates their gut biome.
They're getting all their mother's immunity.
It's not there. They're not getting any of the mother's immunity. And the mother's not having that interaction. She's not triggering, her own, connection and systems with the child. You know, we have postpartum depression like we've never seen because we're not having that last handoff moment, where these two souls that
It's a spiritual moment.
It is a spiritual moment.
It's a big deal. And
we're taking the spiritual moment away. And this is the foolhardiness of modern medicine, right? It's going to just fix everything.
But it knows what it's doing. It's taking control of the process.
Well, that's where you and I might differ. Maybe. I don't give them that much credit.
I don't think the average doctor knows, but up at the level...
There are probably some really sick individuals, a couple of them at the top that know what's going on. Most doctors.
But you just
really
said it. You know,
well.
It's a big spiritual moment when a mother gives birth.
That's right.
And that whole moment and that thing is like a connection.
We had midwives when we were giving birth to our children, and the midwives would talk about the times that they have to transport to a hospital. There are, the doctors call in all the new doctors and say, come watch this. There's going to be a natural childbirth as though it has not. I mean, literally, they hadn't seen one. It's like, it's incredible. They gather around like, oh, my God. What, like aliens watching a woman give birth. Like, we've never seen anything like this. That's how bad it is. Nobody's naturally giving birth anymore.
There'll be a moment where they say, oh, it's a conspiracy that women ever breastfed. Right. They try to keep the kid away for a day.
That's it.
The milk doesn't come in.
That's
It's all scientific.
And then remember we had that whole...
Because the brain ends up being bigger if you get the milk your mother had for you.
Well,
which isn't just protein and fat. It's literally all of her... immunity and all of our getting
enzymes that do not exist on this planet anywhere else
that totally trigger the brain
and that change depending on where the kid is at. When a kid is sick, do you know that the mother's milk changes to deal with that illness? There's nothing like it on the planet,
and they can't deal with that science. That's
no
fine.
No and oh and you're oh and by again it's oh and you are making
and you want
to be
the kids
that
weren't
can't
breastfed
can't
but
breastfed.
It's known the yeah. brain's a third smaller on average. It doesn't have the connections, and that's why they're zombified. What do you think women got these for? Why we love them? That's like the future of humanity's in those breasts.
Right. Well, and this is the problem. I get it. Some mothers can't breastfeed.
Yeah, they can't. We're not judging them.
And I'm not judging you.
But trying to keep kids away from that.
And that's where science is great, right? Science is great that it figures out a way to create a formula that for those of you that cannot
In the old days, they knew donkey milk was,
Right. But that's supposed to be for a small percentage of us. Like every drug, everything you do, science is only good for a few people. But it's when, hey, we're just not making enough money. Let's get everybody to stop breastfeeding. Let's sell our products to everybody. And that's the sickness, right? That's where it goes.
They're forcing you so you use the product.
They're taking healthy people and putting them on a regimen they don't need. That's what vaccinations are doing. Healthy people don't die from measles. Healthy people don't die from polio. Healthy people don't die from these things. In fact,
I only get sick like once every 5 years.
That's right, because obviously you take care of yourself. And they'll say it's practically illegal to make that point now, right? No doctor, right? Think about how crazy this is. And
when I get sick, it's like I'm at the RNC. I'm up for 3 days. I'm drinking a bunch, and I'm drinking tons of caffeine, and then I get sick.
Right.
It's every time I push myself way out past
the
point.
You have your adrenaline going and going and going. You're not eating right. You're skipping meals. You're missing your vitamins. You're drinking crappy water. And the next thing you know, you pay the price. I think about people live like that every day, though. When I see these people, when I watch these grocery carts, and here's the thing, right? They're trying to say that I have to wear a mask to protect you.
Stay there. Yeah. Let's talk about it with Dale Bigtree.
All right.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article, it's linked on Infowars.com, saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the
the FDA not being pressured will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate.
So he falls back on the immunity from the 1986 Act. Del Bigtree, award-winning documentary filmmaker, Emmy Award winner, is here with us at Del Bigtree. He's locked down on Twitter. He's banned on YouTube now, but he's still fine with TheHighWire.com. Well, let's talk about Bill Gates and his agenda and what he's doing and where you see all this going.
Well, I think that there's an agenda to forcibly inject every single human on this planet. That's what he's already said. They want 7.5 billion people being vaccinated. This is what the World Health Organization met back in December to how to stop vaccine hesitancy, because our goal is to have everybody vaccinated. Why do they have to vaccinate everybody? Because the vaccine program failed. You have to understand, when they started the vaccine program, the idea was you could get a vaccine to do what nature did. When you catch a virus, you have lifelong immunity. Well, let's make money off of that process and control it. And so they gave us the measles vaccine. But within 5 years, they recognized, oh my God, it's wearing off right away. So they added a second vaccine.
And they gave us peanut allergies,
and all the other problems. But besides that, let's just look at the inherent issue. You now have CDC talking about a third MMR vaccine by the time they go into college. They're talking about there's two more MMR vaccines. I'm just talking about measles as adults. We're talking about five MMRs. You're already getting five DTaP vaccines by the time you're 18 years old. So these things are wearing off. And so this
and
is the problem.
And they're not saying five for old people for COVID.
Correct. And here's the issue. Everything that everyone's been vaccinated for is wearing off. And all of the outbreaks, it's not the anti-vaxxers, it's the people who were vaccinated who now have no immune system. The vaccine is worn off.
You're not lying. The studies show it's the vaxxed that are getting sick.
The vaxxed are getting sick. They're the ones catching
it. No,
and
system.
Even worse, because there's been vaccinations out there, just like
so antibiotics. They're trying to prop up their collapsing house of
cards. That's it. It's falling apart. It's falling apart, and the only thing they need to do is inject you more. We just got to keep injecting them. We'll figure, and this is it. It's like they're like rats on a sinking ship. You know, the problem is that their only way is we don't know how to fix the problem. Polio is now running rampant in many countries caused by the vaccine.
And so
by
they
the
call
way,
it polio-like.
Polio-like, but they're not even doing that. CDC is admitting it's vaccine strain polio that's running rampant.
You know, in the fine print, they admit it's vaccine.
Scary.
So how the hell are they giving you
polio? We are not being vaccinated for the strain.
My grandmother died at 92 3 years ago. And I remember she told me, she said, no, my doctor told me the second round of shots, I was given it. She was like, I'm tough, it's okay. She was paralyzed most of her life in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But the point is that they told her the vaccine gave it to her.
That's right. They used to admit it. Right. And we used to say it is a casualty. It's a side effect. You hear Bill Gates saying, you know, 10,000 or 10 million people, whatever his number is, will get injured by this vaccine. But, you know, that's just part of what we have to put up with. Well, why are we just putting up with this tiny little casualty from the virus then, where none of us even have any side effects? I mean, think about this. Moderna is injuring everybody. Everybody's getting sick. That virus can't do that. The virus isn't that bad.
What are they thinking where it says 100% got sick, 20% went to hospital, 80% got super ill? What the heck? Why would you do this, inject everyone, knowing they're going to get sick and you're the villain?
You're going to make 100% of people sick with a vaccine when only 0.26% are having a problem with the virus.
So does Bill Gates have a death wish?
You know,
or he's just arrogant.
I think that he is blind, and it's really, it gets to a spiritual story, right? I think back to the creation story, and God says, hey, just don't eat of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. And as a kid, I didn't really understand that. When I look at Bill Gates, this is the problem, right? You have this beautiful world. I've got it all figured out. We've got the bacteria and virus. You've been working in concert. Everything's working perfectly. But then man thinks, oh no, I'm smarter than God, right? I'm smarter than all this. I can start eliminating a bacteria. I can eradicate a virus inside of your body, even though there's billions.
So bottom line,
all
don't
of
play
this
God.
Inside of you. Don't play God. And once you start playing God, where do you stop? Well,
the
you have to double
just
down. Once there's a problem, oh, I'm the only one that can fix the problem because God didn't make this problem. Man made this problem, and so now we're in a position where vaccines are what are destroying herd immunity. Let me be perfectly clear. The only thing vaccines have ever achieved is destroying herd immunity. It never created it. It destroyed
Explain
herd
that.
Immunity.
That's true.
Because we had herd immunity. No one was dying from measles by the time the vaccine came along. In 1961, the death rate of measles in America was 1 out of 500,000 Americans. That's 0000, like after the decimal point. But then the vaccine came along. There were things that we had. No baby, even in an outbreak, ever died from measles because they couldn't get it. Why? Because mothers that had gotten measles as kids held on to lifelong immunity, but passed it on to the child once they were born. Now that we're vaccinated.
Explain, the first 3 weeks of milk has all the immunity.
I don't even think you have to breastfeed. It is literally placenta driven that you draw, that you have the immunity given over. The breastfeeding takes a year and a half of natural immunity and maybe extends it to 2 or 3 years.
What is it called? Colostrum?
The colostrum, huge. I mean, it's huge in the health of the baby.
As if our mother isn't better than Bill Gates.
Right.
It's a human. It's us.
It's an attack on women, really, right? This entire thing is the most.
That's how, and how shocking amazing women are.
I mean, and I was once a liberal most of my life, but you know, for a group to say, oh, you know, I'm with her and, you know, women first, my body, my choice, they hate women. They hate the intuitive instincts inside of women, the power of women,
the power,
ability to heal and feed and give birth and give life. Bill Gates wants to be that woman. He wants that power. He wants to create life. He wants to control life. He wants to manipulate life. He wants to affect population size and the planet Earth. He wants to affect how we farm, how we grow things, how we poison things.
He wants,
what we spray on things.
He wants to be our God.
He does. He's got a God complex.
You're on fire, you know? Big Train. You're absolutely right. So what do you predict coming in the future? Because there is a global awakening.
I believe that we are going to see all of this fall. I think Bill Gates is going to fall. I think out in the future, he will be tried for treason, and rightfully so. This man is an American citizen that worked with foreign agents. And when I got pulled, off of YouTube, you know, they put up things like, you know, the WHO. We respond to what the WHO. WHO is not. That's not even a government agency. That's a foreign agency.
Since when does the UN say medical doctors and major Emmy award-winning filmmakers at CBS don't have speech?
Right.
Think about that. We're under UN control.
I am not allowed to question the pharmaceutical industry that has paid out hundreds of billions of dollars for murdering innocent people, whether it's the Sackler family and Johnson & Johnson with the OxyContin epidemic. Johnson & Johnson has a vaccine in this game. They are rushing a vaccine that killed animals in trials. They lied to us about OxyContin that is now getting 60,000-70,000 people killed every year, that the FDA was behind, CDC.
They want to just normalize killing us.
They want to normalize it. They don't want any responsibility. We can be wrong. We can get you killed. We can say that talcum powder was safe your whole lives. Now we know asbestos. We're sprinkling asbestos on our naked babies because Johnson & Johnson cared about us and our children. All of these people.
Because with them, it's a sick joke.
Merck, Pfizer, it's all about money. We see when we can sue, right? When you can actually sue the manufacturers, which you can't with vaccines, you get to see their internal emails where they're laughing about the people that are going to die. And they point to the bottom line.
It's like Bayer with the blood, the factor VIII. They said, screw these hemophiliacs. So what have they done?
So what? We know they're going to die. But we'll make so much money anyway.
Why would you write it?
What's that lawsuit going to cost us?
Why would you write it in corporate minutes?
Arrogance, right? I mean, and that's it. That's what darkness is. If once you're God, what are you afraid of? We got nothing. I can write whatever I want. I'm God, right? Well, that's why they're going to fall.
Jesus Christ.
That's why they make the mistakes that they do. And that's why no one can stand that man, right? Bill Gates literally, think about what he thought the plan was. There was a couple of weeks ago, he was on Ellen DeGeneres. He was literally like on every new, media platform. I'm sure he's funding them. He's literally paying
for people to be at his
party. He's like that pathetic kid that no one likes, and the family just buys his friends.
He's buying the liquor.
He bought his
party.
Way into television, stations across the country. And Ellen's feed, on social media that had the video up had so much negativity. They had to take it down. People hate Bill Gates, which you have to recognize that if that was part of the plan, I'm going to be the ruling dictator and everyone's going to love me and they're going to just do whatever I say.
Isn't that the beauty that humanity is rejecting?
And that's where we have got to stay confident. You have to recognize that even the people that are wearing masks that, deep down hate it, inside of them, their blood is boiling about it. Something's really wrong. And now this jerk, Fauci's going to make me wear goggles? I mean, are we serious?
Wow. Del Big Trees on. I never heard this guy's totally on fire.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Documentary filmmaker of Vax, he's on fire. I invited him to come co-host anytime he wants. And we've got Dr. Nick Baggett, one of the pioneers exposing the whole globalist operation, coming up about to take over next hour. But I've got so many articles here. Ohio abandons its hydroxychloroquine ban after public outrage.
Yeah.
That is such a big victory that they're firing doctors, they're persecuting them, they're censoring them. But the fact it's an approved drug and has an incredible success rate, the fact that they're trying to create this fear and it's blowing up in his face, that's a major positive.
It's really major, and it just shows, you know, how the people, we've got to recognize how powerful we are, right? All of these, you know, when they took down those videos, that's one thing. There's 17 million views of the doctors that stood in front of the Supreme Court. But that's not what blew my mind. The next morning, when I woke up Tuesday morning, my Facebook feed was nothing but that video. People stepping forward saying, and you know, you saw them getting warnings.
And if your listeners are just joining us, explain.
Yeah.
There were like a bunch of doctors.
So you had 12 doctors. It was America's Frontline Doctors Summit in front of, it was put out by Breitbart, did the video. You had great people putting it together, but they brought a letter of 600 doctors that had signed it to get to Donald Trump. They stood in front of the Supreme Court, talks this doctor right here. She has healed 300 of her patients. No one died with hydroxychloroquine. They all had similar stories telling the truth, saying we really do have a treatment. People don't need to die anymore. This death rate can be stopped right now in its tracks if we just use this brilliant treatment that's available. 17 million views on Facebook in 6 hours, and then Facebook pulled it, YouTube pulled it, Twitter pulled it. An absolute
total commitment to evil.
A total commitment to evil and admitting it, right? And then what I was saying the next morning, it was the citizens, the people that just found that video and just started putting it up so that all I could see was thousands and thousands of
people. Oh, we have 2 million views on Bandai Video.
Yeah, amazing.
I mean, people
right?
have just gone crazy.
And that's the difference. You cannot stop the people. They cannot stop the truth. And what do they think? They're going to take down my
YouTube
channel.
And now more doctors are coming out.
More doctors are now being emboldened. Saying, I'm going to stand with those doctors. I'm going to, and scientists all around the world. The one thing that has really shifted, Allison, and I've been at this for 5 years, discussing vaccines and health and safety around drug companies, is that they used to always say that there's the consensus of science says that vaccines are safe. The consensus of science. They have destroyed their own consensus with this. Their consensus is dead. You now have, you know, DDR.
By the way, we don't lie. We don't say positive things are not true. You're right. They are destroying their own consensus. This is a big deal.
They are making their own doctors not trust the FDA.
You saw the UN video in December at the WHO. The head of vaccine goes, our doctors don't believe it. We're hurting people.
Right.
We don't test it. There's a cover-up.
We're covering up. We got to be more honest with our doctors. We got to do more studies we can put in their hands so that they can defend the products that they're giving, because these parents are coming more armed with more material, more understanding than the doctors
says,
have.
No, we're skipping them.
Right. Right. This is stop it. No, we're not doing more studies. We're going to keep our doctors more in the dark. And any doctor that steps forward, we're going to try and wait for
them.
So
we've reached that point, though, when psychos get caught. I'm not saying this to be positive.
Yeah.
This is true. We've reached the point where they're just doubling down. They're going to fail now. But what do they do to claw back power? They're going to pull something back.
Well, and think about this. They're desperate, right? I mean, we now have caged, wild, cornered shrews, these tiny little, tiny minds that have been trying to take over the world. And they were getting away with it for some time. Now they're doubling and tripling down. Think about it. They're willing to kill American citizens now by denying them hydroxychloroquine. What's next? I mean, you were talking about the murder of 100,000 Americans.
People that have to flee into nursing homes.
Right. Well, and what's that going to be? How many people are going to be sick once we get into flu season? And now they're going to push the flu vaccine, which the study on the military here in America, thousands of the military, found a 38% increase in coronavirus amongst military that got the flu shot versus those that did not. Huge study out of Japan.
Well, yeah, it blows your immunity.
It blows your immunity. We've seen this. A double-blind study out of Japan saw that the flu shot, those that got it.
I'm going to tell men what boosts your immunity, okay? But it's a family show, but I mean, this is out of control, folks.
It's out of control. And here's the point. And all I do is show published science. All I've ever done, I'm a medical journalist. I make sure I have multiple sources to anything that I've said on my show. On YouTube, they do not have a ground to stand on. I have done nothing but present scientific evidence of the points that I make. On Twitter, all I've
and
ever
you
done.
You have a belief that truth will win.
I do.
Being documented. So I love how you're not rolling over in fear that you were censored. And that's why they censored us incrementally, was to get others to be afraid and not stand up. No, everyone should speak up.
Everyone has to speak up. That's what our founding fathers demanded of us. That's what Jesus Christ demanded of us. That's what I mean. Whatever religion you're in, every prophet that ever stood says, if you can't stand in your truth, then you don't deserve the kingdom of heaven, man. What are you doing here? You've been given every opportunity in the world to live in truth. You can't let other people take that away from you. And on my show, I stood in the articles against me with their bullet points of what Del Bigtree said. I said, yep, I did say that. You're misrepresenting this. I said that. And I'm not afraid of anything. I stand and I will present evidence. I will debate anyone in the medical establishment. I will sit across from Bill Gates on CBS Live and I will go toe-to-toe with that guy. I know you would do it too. I have known people like, how can you be so bold? Because it's the truth. He's got to make up lies. He's got to remember what lie goes to what lie. Tony Fauci, I mean, look at this guy, right? He's got to tell his masks work, but now all of a sudden I got to wear goggles. He just admitted, by the way, I'm being attacked for, I've said I think masks are a joke. I don't think they protect you. And now he just admitted it by saying you need goggles. If masks work, why do I need goggles? It's the whole point. You can't touch your mask all the time. You can't stick it in the ashtray of your car and then put it back on and walk in a restaurant, take it off, lay it on the table you didn't wash it, put it back on, stick it on the counter while you're washing your hands, put it back on. You're wearing a dirty diaper
plus,
around
not
your face.
Those viruses makes you weaker.
Absolutely. And then now goggles. Here's the point, folks. I want to just make this perfectly clear. If you are afraid of a 0.26 death rate of COVID-19, that's your right. But don't believe that mask is doing anything for you.
Flu and
right.
Cold and over.
He's right. You do need goggles. You need a mask. But you know what you need? You need a hazmat suit. Let's be honest. No one that works with virus would ever
look at this
mask,
cult leader.
Some goggles.
Look at these cult
look
leaders.
At this moron.
I mean, they're losing control.
I can
so
see
now they're wearing masks.
Oh, perfect.
Telling us we got to wear a mask. I mean,
yeah, absolutely perfect. This is the world we're going to. And here's the point: wear a hazmat suit. We're gonna mandate hazmat suits. You know, we're gonna attempt to avoid herd immunity that much because we're this close, no, man.
They need. They don't want to have natural bursts. They want us in pods.
That's it. That's been written about in science fiction novels that used to be required reading. Have you looked into that? I'll bet you anything nobody reads 1984, Fahrenheit 451, Brave New World. They're not reading that in high school anymore. There's no way. You can't have kids embracing the idea that governments may actually not be out for your best interest. Just like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams told us, right? We're giving you a government. It's going to be a mess. It's a necessary evil because we don't want you all killing each other.
You better watch out.
But you better watch out, man. This is a pit bull from hell. And if you feed it wrong,
we're only giving you a government to block other worse governments.
That's it. This is the best we could find. It's still a piece of crap, but man, be very careful with it. And now we see people that hate our Constitution. They hate this country. And they are, they're pushing an agenda. They, to say we don't need borders, right? Let's just be a world. Let's also be the breadbasket of the world. Let's just all this do this together. Yeah, go ahead. Just pay me like
you. Yeah, wear a mask. You can't trust anything, but then open up any political system.
That's right. I mean, and by the way, while this COVID-19, what else is doing? It's destroying your change and your dollar bills. Those are disappearing. What the hell does that have to do with the virus?
They're bringing their whole system.
The whole
surveillance
thing is coming in.
World government, forced inoculations, tracker chips. And then, like I said, Gates is like, yeah, we want you to take a digital tattoo injection. And we go, okay, here, Gates said it. They go, oh, I didn't say that.
Right. Why isn't he standing in it? You'll never hear me say I didn't say something that I have on video. I was backing it. And by the way, science changes. I'll be the first one to say, you know what? I did say that. That was the published science at that time. It has modernized. They've made mistakes.
Let's bring this up. Obviously, Gates is a front guy, but this isn't going the way he thought it would go.
It is not going the way he planned. It's not going the way anyone planned. They did not expect 50% of Americans are now questioning using the vaccine, 30% saying I won't go near that thing over my dead body.
And all these doctors coming out.
But it's the greatest thing for me. I mean, I'll be honest. It was clear. There was an article came out, Media Matters Against Me, last Thursday. Another one came out over the weekend. CNN did a story with me in it on Saturday. My Twitter went down Thursday. By Monday, Facebook was threatening to take me down. On Wednesday, YouTube took me down. I feel like was the goal for the week, but then these doctors, like, they're like angels for me. They came out of nowhere. They stood in front of the Supreme Court, 17 million views, and boom, oh my God, we were just going to be taking down Del Briggs this week. Now we got to take down doctors.
Exactly. They think exactly.
You know?
As more people get involved.
That's it, man. It was awesome. It couldn't have been better timing because it showed the world. It's not just me. I've had half those doctors on my show. They're standing in truth. They're treating people. They care about people. They're not throwing up their hands saying, yeah, everybody I put on a ventilator dies. And by the way, I want to be perfectly clear. I do celebrate and say thank you to those frontline doctors that stood in front of D.C. I do not thank these doctors that are going along with protocols that essentially says, I'm not going to give you anything. I can't put you on an oxygen machine.
Hold on,
machine.
Do 5 more minutes.
I'm going to stick you on a ventilator. I'm going to kill you.
Do 5 more minutes till Big Free. LeeHighWire.com. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.